FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Well, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord and all of his host. And once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, you and you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 26 years, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration broadcast ministry, a well-rounded broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to minister to the whole man in the body of Christ. That's right, to the men, the women, the boys, the girls, the children, those that have accepted Jesus Christ, love and Lord of their life. It is our endeavor, amen, to minister to you, amen, and to make it possible for you to understand exactly what the Lord is saying in these end times. Praise be to God. Amen. And we just thank and praise God for you right now under the sound of our voice. And what we're going to do is ask my beautiful wife to share a scripture with us and then take us before the throne of grace in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you thanking and praising you, Lord God. Thanking and praising you, Lord God, for truly you're worthy to be praised. Truly, there's none like you nowhere. Father, we thank you because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for what you've done for us already, Lord.
Yeah.
We just thank you because there's nobody like you. Jesus, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Truly, God, nobody but you did that. And for that, God, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you do in this day, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do in this day, Lord God. We just ask you to look on your people everywhere. The ones that's in the radio land. Lord, just look on them. You know their heart's desire. Lord, you know what they truly need, Lord God. And we're asking you to furnish that, Lord God. If it's salvation, Lord. If it's restoring of the marriage and homes,
oh, yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Do it in the name of Jesus.
In the name
look
of
on
Jesus.
Your people everywhere, God. Throughout this day.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we do pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we just count it a privilege as well as an honor. Amen. To those of you that might be incarcerated, you might be behind prison bars. Brothers and sisters, I want to let you know that we are still praying and standing in agreement with you, amen, for the things of God. To all of my brothers that have been writing, Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred, listen, we are still keeping you lifted up in prayer. Those
thank
of you,
you
that are standing in agreement with us, that appeal will go through. Yes, we are still believing God that appeal will go through. To you mothers, fathers who have sons and daughters that are incarcerated and you haven't seen them in a long time, we are still standing in agreement, amen, that God will make things all right. And to those of you that would love to correspond with us, you can do that easily by writing us at what number, Minister Mildred?
Right now it's at 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi. I don't know the zip code.
39120.
Yes, Lord.
39120. And I'll tell you what, and those of you,
yes,
amen, that desire prayer immediately after the broadcast, amen, we're going to open up our personal prayer line to you, and that number is area code 662-704-0630. Amen.
God.
Because we know, amen, that God is answering prayer, brothers and sisters.
Oh, glory.
Certainly God is answering prayer. God
thank
is moving
Lord. Yes.
By his
yes.
spirit.
Yes.
Amen. And one of the things I can tell you, amen, that when we are abiding in the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, he will take care of us. That's why he was known as Jehovah Jireh in the end time, in the olden time, in the older, in the Old Testament. He was known as Jehovah Jireh. He provides, amen.
Yes.
Even right today, you may not even know him, but God is providing for you. He provides the breath that you breathe.
Mm.
He provides the water that you drink. He provides the food that you eat. He provides the clothes that you wear and even the wellness of your body.
Thank you, Lord.
He provides it. And so if we will work in conjunction with what he desires for us to do, there's nothing that he will withhold from us. Praise be to God. He told the children of Israel, he said that if you were to obey his commandments, he said, this day I've set before you an open door.
Mm.
And then if we obey him, he said, these are all the blessings that I will bestow upon you. And then he turned around and said, Minister Mildred, that if we disobeyed, there was something else that would come. But we don't like to talk about that. And he said, these curses will come upon you.
Wow. Oh, no.
We're living in a dispensation of time where God changes not. But I tell you what, thanks be to God that we are up under grace and mercy.
Glory.
Amen. Up under grace and mercy. Yes, we are up under grace and mercy, and I thank and praise God for that. But let me tell you all something.
Yes.
Disobedience still brings punishment.
I know that's right, Bishop.
And obedience brings blessings.
Blessings. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
Him. Praise Him.
And even though we hear a lot of songs that say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. But let me tell you something. Sweet and bitter water cannot come from the same well.
My God.
That's right. That's right. Holiness and unholiness cannot be a part of the same vessel.
That's right,
baby. Amen. You can't be in and out at the same time.
Yes.
You can't be up and down at the same time. Amen. You can't be saved, unsaved at the same time. Praise be to God. And so it is our endeavor, amen, as oracles in the end time to make God's people aware, not just of the simplistic value of what Jesus Christ is about, but the sincerity of what Jesus is about. Jesus said one thing, Minister Mildred, and he said this. He said, this people draw nigh to me.
With their mouth.
With their mouth, and they honor me with their lips.
But their heart.
But their heart is far from it. Brothers and sisters, this is a heart thing.
Oh, glory.
Oh, yeah, this is a heart thing. I've got to tell you, amen. You see, the problem with much of us in the body of Christ, we got heart trouble.
Heart trouble, huh?
Yeah, we got heart trouble. Amen. And unless we get the heart fixed, amen,
thank
the heart
Lord.
Is desperately wicked.
Wicked.
Amen. You know, and you know how you know you got heart trouble?
Yes.
You want God to bless you and you want to see somebody else cursed.
Now, that's very heart trouble.
Yeah, that's when you know you got heart trouble.
Amen.
Amen. You're just like Jonah. Amen. You want to be used of God, but you want to see somebody destroyed all at the same time. Jonah had heart trouble.
Amen.
Yeah, Jonah. But you got to understand, Jonah didn't have the Holy Spirit during that time.
Yes,
and so when the Holy Spirit moved upon man, they moved, amen, but they still had their inadequacies. They still had their problems. They still had their, as they say, their idiosyncrasies and all type of individual maladies and things. But the dispensation that we're living in now, Jesus said this. He said, they will know you are my disciples.
By the love
that you have. One toward another. Amen. And we must have love. So when love is truly in the heart, amen, you know what? It may hurt me to tell you what you need to hear.
But you have to.
But if I love you.
You will tell the truth.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to fool you.
Yes.
Amen. If you got a piece of mucus in your nose and I love you, I can't let you walk around with that mucus in your nose and everybody smiling and turning their head away from you. And here I call myself your brother. Are you my sister? Are you my brother? And I won't tell you that. I really don't love you, do I?
No.
Well, it's the same thing as an oracle of God.
Hallelujah.
There's no way. You see, this ain't a buddy-buddy system thing that we got going with Jesus. And I think that's what didn't happen. When you get heart trouble, you said, hey, but if I tell you the truth, you ain't going to sow into my ministry no more. But let me tell you how sincere this thing is. When you really love God, you're just like Nathan was. Nathan loved David. Minister Mildred, he loved him. But you know what? When it was all said and done, God said, look, I need you to go to David and tell David something. And what I first want you to do is break it down to him in the form of a parable. And when he broke it down in a parable, David got so upset and said, well, you know what? The man that did this, he's in trouble. And what did Nathan say? Nathan could have died because David could have had him killed immediately,
exactly.
Just like he did Uriah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he could have said, well, I don't need to hear this. No. You're judging me, Nathan. No. I don't want to hear that. But he went and told him. And when you're a true man, or a true woman of God, you are certainly going to tell people what they need to know.
That's
Isn't
true.
That right?
Amen.
Amen. When you go to the doctor, listen, your life is valuable.
Yes, it is.
And because
one
we're living
life.
In the end times yes, now, yes. Brothers and sisters, the spiritual walk that you are walking is so important. Amen. Until right now, God spoke through the mouth of the holy apostles, and he began to share with them. And he said one thing. He said, the time will come when they will not endure.
Sound doctrine.
Sound.
Amen.
Doctrine that is able to transform you, to keep you stable.
Hallelujah.
James addressed it when he said that an unstable man, a double-minded man, is unstable
in
all his ways. What are you saying? Amen. I'm living holy today. Amen. But I'm making an excuse with the liberality of the grace that I'm up under. So I'm making an excuse to sin tomorrow.
Jesus.
And then when somebody brings it to my attention that I'm living a sinful lifestyle, right away they said, you're judging me.
That's it, preacher.
Uh-huh. And so then right away we began to go back to the scripture that says where Jesus was confronted with the prostitute and they brought her in adultery and said she was caught. And so they say, well, woman, where are your accusers? Because they said, let he that is without sin cast the first stone. But we're not casting stones now.
No.
No, we're not casting stones. We're telling the truth.
Amen.
Amen. And in the book of John, 1 John, the 3rd chapter tells us that when we genuinely have the Holy Spirit. And I said genuinely because, amen, there is a thing that is going out there now. Just like those of you that love cologne, that love purses, that love certain types of clothes.
What, a counterfeit?
Well, I don't want to call it counterfeit. I don't want to call it counterfeit, amen, but they just call it look-alike. it looks like a Gucci.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's got Gucci on it.
Yeah, it's a
lot. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, you all, we had a time where some of the merchants that came from other countries were perpetrating certain type of clothes.
Yeah.
And they were putting the name brand on the clothes, but they actually were not name brand.
Exactly.
Well, Satan doing that with Christians too today.
Come on.
he's putting the name tag Christian on them, but
glory. They're
genuinely not Christian.
Yes, Lord.
Praise be to God. But brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit came to give you discernment.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Spirit came, Minister Mildred, so that we could understand, amen, who is. Now in Jesus' time, the Holy Spirit hadn't failed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gave the parable about the tare and the wheat.
Oh, yes.
And that was the parable that he shared with God's people because he said, now, let me share the parable about the tare and the wheat. And said that a man had a certain vineyard and said, while he slept. And that symbolizes today that if you're not connected to God, Satan going to slip something in on you unaware. That's his job, to slip it in unaware.
Amen.
And he does it craftily.
That's right.
He does it subtly. He does it in a way in which that you don't expect it to come.
Amen.
And so he said, an enemy has done this. So he said, now what do you want me to do? Now this is the parable that Jesus gave, but now the Holy Ghost hadn't fallen. So now what's taking place? He said, let them come up together.
Mm.
And during harvest time. Well, brothers and sisters, we're in harvest time right now.
Oh, yes. Say it. It's the truth.
God is bringing a separation between that which is real and that which is not real.
Oh,
God
glory.
Is bringing a separation between that which is holy and that which is not holy.
That's right.
God
Peter.
Is bringing a separation between that says it's saved and that is not saved.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Said a tree is known by the fruit that it bears.
Oh, yes.
And when you go through the Bible, all you need to know is that the fruit that those holy apostles spoke about was keeping your mind stayed and solidified, not just on the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but that, amen, that your hope rests in that eternal glory that he is coming back.
Yes, he is.
And so great, and so great was that gospel that was preached. It functioned in certain areas and certain ways. And that's the reason why the holy apostles went on to perfecting the saints. And then he let the other people that were coming in, he created a core of believers that would continue the process going. But they focused on perfecting the saints. That's why when you read the epistles of Paul, you find out that all Paul was doing was perfecting the saints. And that's what this ministry is about, perfecting God's people, to go from that level of mediocrity to that level that lets you know that Jesus is real. But let me tell you something. If you don't understand what's taking place, even Paul said, after my departure, grievous wolves are going to come in, not sparing the flock. You know what that means? That they would come in and make gain off of God's people.
Oh, they're doing that, Bishop.
That they would come in and that they would deceive the people. They would make gain off of them using the word of God. That they would come in and that they would literally make merchandise of God's people. And it's nothing new under the sun today, brothers and sisters. But when you have the spirit and the gift of discernment, then you'll know the tree by the fruit that it bears. Now, what's the purpose of doing that, Bishop Townsend? Because he even began to share in the scriptures and tell us, he said, marvel not, for even old Slewfoot, who we call Lucifer, Satan, has transformed himself as an angel
of light.
Wow.
Yes.
Think about that.
An angel
Satan
of light.
Satan himself. Mm-hmm. Now, without discernment, you would not even know.
Yeah.
Huh?
Because it's the same thing as.
You won't even know.
Similar.
Amen. If he's really godly or if he's not godly.
That's right.
Amen. But one thing about it, here's one of the things that he said that he began to let us know through the scriptures. If they don't speak about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if they don't speak about telling you, amen, that Jesus came that you might be eradicated from sin. If they don't come telling you that God loved the world so much that he died for you and he wants you to come out of your sin.
Yes, her Lord.
Uh-huh. You can tell. But if they just come telling you everything that you want to hear as opposed to what you need to know, how many times did Jesus go and tell people, go and sin no more?
Unless a worse thing
come upon you. You see, brothers and sisters, this thing is about staying obedient to the things of God. But let me tell you something. The Bible said the time would come that they would not endure sound doctrine. And because you don't endure sound doctrine, here's what God said that he would do. He said he will give you over to strong
delusion. Yes, Lord. That's the word.
You know what strong delusion means? Strong delusion means you're just like a man in the desert. You're so hungry, you're so thirsty, yes, until you start to have optical illusions. Everything becomes a man of God to you. Everything becomes a woman of God to you. Because you've starved for so long. And yet the word is nigh thee even in your mouth.
Hallelujah.
If you're born again.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You've been born of the water and you've been born of the Spirit and you've been baptized into the authority of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, you have what you need. True enough, you need to grow some more.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. But you don't need to be disillusioned. Jesus came, amen, to set the captive free from disillusionment. But let me tell you what happens. God wants you to understand what's taking place. Amen. Minister Miller, if you go to the book of Acts, chapter 16. See, God wants his people to have what's called discernment. The apostles exercised that discernment. Amen. There was even a time in the book of Acts where Paul was trying to preach the gospel to a certain of the dignitaries, the governors and the magistrates. And there was one by the name of Simon Bar-Jesus. They said a false prophet. Not only was he a false prophet, he was also a sorcerer. And he sought to pervert the ways of God. And Paul had to speak blindness upon him for a season because he sought to pervert the gospel.
Yes, Lord.
You see, this gospel is going to stand.
Oh, yes, it will.
It's going to stand. Amen. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. He didn't preach smooth, eloquent things to people. He told them what they needed to know about the excellency of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that how he died and how he crucified and how he rose again and how he's coming back for the saints of God. But that we must tarry and wait, and that our hope rests in the eternal glory of knowing that our Lord and Savior is on his way back. But if you will, Minister Minter, go with me to the book of Acts chapter 16, briefly.
16?
Yes, 16 and 16.
Okay, 16 and 16 says.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass, what happened?
As we went to prayer.
Now, it's important that you understand that you got to stay connected to God, because most of us, amen, you know what happens is we become so codependent until if I open up the prayer line right now and I said, listen, I'm going to let you call in for prayer. Many will call and say, do you have a word from the Lord for me?
Amen.
And you know what? It's nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
But the same word that I got for you, you got in your word too.
Amen. God gave us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said the word is nigh you,
even
in your mouth.
Amen.
And but see, but when we become codependent, praise be to God, on people, then you know what's going to happen? We're falling into a trap, Minister Mildred.
Oh, yes, we're falling into that trap because many times we've been here, the leader or the pastor to go take off, and they become, you know, that person that we want to just go to for everything. When God's saying, you got to seek me for me, you know? A lot of times we want the man of God or the woman of God to do it, you know? And God said, it's for you too. And many men and women of God know that, but they want people to be codependent upon them. And God is not pleased with that because, you know, we got to stand before God ourselves. Everybody, each individual going to have to stand before God for themselves. Amen. The pastor won't be there. You know what I'm saying? First lady won't be there. You got to know this word for yourself. And that's what we got to start teaching the people.
That is so true. So true. So true. I'm going to share something with you that God shared with me as I was in prayer and fasting and seeking God. Right there, Minister Miller. Go ahead. What does it say there in 16 and 16? And so we were going to prayer, and what happened?
Yes. As we went to prayer, a certain danceable possessed with a spirit of divination met us.
Now, those of you that don't understand, a spirit of divination is a spirit that attaches itself to people. Now, that spirit very well can see that God may want to use you.
All right.
Just like the spirit of God wanted to use Balaam. And Balaam became what was called a spiritual whore.
My Lord.
Huh? What do you say? To the highest bidder, whoever came,
say it.
He would go to them and prophesy things, whatever they need. I mean, if you had the money and you wanted to Balaam to speak some good things or some curses or blessings, then he would come. So in other words, he became a spiritual whore. He would go out and sell himself to the highest bidder. The time came when the king came to Balaam and said, listen, I want you to curse this people. Now, that's not what he was supposed to do. But you know what? We're living in an era of what's called filthy lucre.
Oh, glory.
And it's all about the Benjamins now, even in the body of Christ. But let me show you something. Go ahead, Minister Mildred. I ain't got but a few minutes left.
Yes. A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain
now,
by soothsaying singing.
Now, you hear that?
Yes, Lord.
That can even happen in the body of Christ if you're careful.
It's happening. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah. She was able to tell people things about them in their life.
My God.
How could she do that? Well, ancient spirits have been around for a long time.
A long time.
Amen. And so they act as spies and they act as agents. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you what that damsel was. She was nothing but what we would call a person that goes to a seance. And they use that spirit being. They allow themselves to be that channel.
Yes.
For that particular spirit. You know what? It happens today.
Say it.
Among men, women who call themselves vessels of the Lord. Now, I'm going to show you something, because one thing about it, Satan hides behind using the word, but he can't live it.
Can't live it, preacher.
This young lady now seeks to throw off the apostle.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when the true signs of the apostle are living inside of you,
hey,
you're not going to go along just to get along.
Oh, No.
You're going to address the issue for what it is.
Yes,
when
Lord.
Demonic, and that's one of the things that I want to share with you. Even in the month of October, demonic influence wants you to go along just to get along.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Watch this. Go ahead.
The same followed Paul and us.
Wait a minute now.
Followed them.
That's interesting.
Yes, Lord.
Now, why did she follow them?
Mm.
Why did she go? Because do you think if she knew for one moment that she was about to be exposed,
my Lord,
she would have presented herself in that like manner? But she didn't understand, because God wanted to save her too.
Yes, Lord.
Those that are being used by the enemy, even under pretenses such as this, God wants to deliver them. Yes. God wants to save them. And yet, even in the body of Christ, we have this same type of thing masquerading behind men and women. But listen at the words that she uses. What did she say, Minister Mildred?
The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation."
She told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't live the truth.
My God, my God.
Because she brought her masters much gain. You see, the name of this game, even in this dispensation of time, even amongst the body of Christ, is to make gain off of God's people.
Oh, they're doing that.
And if you are unskilled.
Yes, Lord.
And unlearned.
Yes, Lord.
And you want something for nothing?
Say it, preacher.
You see, brothers and sisters, here's what happened. Satan knows one thing. The same thing that he did to Jesus, he'll do to you. What was that, Bishop Townsend? When Jesus was in the wilderness and he was going through an extremely tough time in his life, as you are going through right now, Satan comes to you, Minister Mildred, and he comes with this like matter. He says, listen, what he told Jesus, he said at the end, he said, "All this will I give to you if you will bow down and do what?
Worship me."
Now, it's ironic that Satan would begin to use that type of illustration. But he took Jesus up and showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. Can I tell you why he done that? Because when you go to the book of Ezekiel, you'll find out the very thing that Satan wore. His clothing consists of what all the kingdoms of the world are fighting for right now, Minister Mildred. Diamonds, rubies, gold, silver, all the kingdoms of the world, even in the body of Christ. These are the devices that he used to entice us to keep us divided.
Unfortunately, you chose.
So when God stripped him from being able to wear it, he said, well, at least I can use it to entice men. And especially in the body of Christ.
He knew.
I can use this to entice them. I can use this to get them to quit praying and fasting
Come
and
on,
seeking
preacher.
My face. I can get this and use this to make them quit seeking my face.
Hallelujah.
And to seek the things. I can use this to get them to worship the creature more instead of the creator.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Minister Mildred?
Praise him. Glory to God. 17 said, the same followed Paul and us and Christ, saying, these are the men of the servants of the Most High.
And then what happened?
18 say, and this did she many days.
So in other words, things may go along for a while.
For a while.
But let me tell you something. When the power and the magnitude
Hallelujah.
Of the Holy Ghost is real in your life, it will not let you settle.
Glory.
In the things that are disruptful in the spirit.
That's right.
The apostle, because the true apostleship was upon him, he began stirred in his spirit. Even as that apostleship is upon me now, I get stirred even during this time, because the saints of God are sitting back and the enemy is meticulously weaving a web of deception.
Yes, that's what
those that proclaim to be of the Most High God will sit back and go along just to get along.
Yes, to get along.
But let me show you what the true apostleship takes place and what happened. What happened then?
But Paul, being grieved.
Wait a minute. Paul, you got grieved. Why did you get grieved, Paul?
He turned.
Because I know the truth.
Yes, yes.
Satan been telling lies,
but I know
the truth. He got grieved, and what happened?
Turned and said to the Spirit.
Said to the Spirit. See, we don't attack people. He didn't attack the girl.
That's demon in it.
But he began to address, and let me tell you something, spiritual wickedness recognizes
authority.
Let me say that again.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Spiritual wickedness recognizes true
authority.
Apostolic.
Yes.
Authority. And when I say apostolic, I'm not talking about no denomination.
You're talking about
About the infused power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus implemented in the life of the apostles and the disciples.
Yes.
Of that century. And it is still
articulating
in this dispensation of time today. What else took place?
He turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out.
And then
the
what
same
happened?
Hour.
He came out the same hour.
And when our master saw.
When her master saw what? That the hope of their gain. See, this whole thing was that she was hiding behind God. But she was making gain off of God's people. Let me say that again. She was hiding behind God.
Same today.
But she was making gain off of God's people. And so, brothers and sisters, when you understand the diabolical plan and the plot of Satan, you begin to get in sackcloth and ashes and say, Lord, open our eyes that we may see the truth. Brothers and sisters, we are living in the closeness of the hour where the Lord wants you to understand. He loves you enough.
Yes.
But then again, he's looking for the Isaiahs.
Hallelujah.
Those that will sound an alarm. Sound an alarm, a trumpet in Zion, to let God's people know that time is running out and time is of the essence. The coming of the Lord is soon. But when we look around and see the devastating things that are taking place on every side, I'm going to share this with you. Satan is crafty. And he knows one thing. Even people in the body of Christ, Minister Mildred, don't want to see Satan go.
No.
They don't want to see Satan destroyed. They don't want to see Satan out of ahead of here. Let me tell you why. Because if Satan were to leave right now, then their kingdom would be destroyed. They couldn't beg you for money no more.
There
would be no need.
No.
They couldn't build no bigger churches if Satan was gone. There would be no need for them to say, listen, we got to go evangelize, so we need you to sow seed into our ministry. They don't want Satan. It's just like a country that says we declare war on terrorism, and there really ain't no terrorism. They are the ones that's perpetrating the terrorism. The war on drugs, but they're the ones that are perpetrating the war on drugs. The war on Satan, but they're actually engaging in the things that Satan wants them to do to keep it going. Praise be to God.
Man. 19 says, and when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers.
Brothers and sisters, when you began to stand up for the truth and the sincerity of what the Spirit is really telling us to do in this dispensation of time, it's going to get ugly.
Oh, God.
But unlike today, let me tell you something. When you're infused with the power of the Holy Ghost, you ain't worried about the goober dust. You ain't worried about the mojo or the evil eye. When you're sincerely endowed with the power of the Holy Ghost, you ain't got to go into the backwoods to see, amen, with the old elder back in the village say, because you know one thing, Jesus Christ, amen, is the one. He's the one. Let me tell you something. Amen. When this thing is truly of the Lord,
yes, Lord.
Here's what Jesus said. The centurion soldier said, merely speak the word.
Just speak it.
Praise be to God. And my servant shall be made whole. Let me tell you, that same Jesus is available today.
Yes, he is.
And maybe you're wallowing in the sin and the degradation, but God wants to serve you. He wants to change your life.
Yes.
Praise be to God.
Amen. He wants to save you. He wants to change your life. And he will do it if you want him to do it. And one thing about it, he's such a gentleman. He ain't going to make you do anything, amen, against your will. And I thank God for that, you know, but not making us robots and turning us this way and that way. And because we're going to be accountable, amen, when we stand before him. And it's our action today, amen, to accept him, amen, to repent of our sins, amen, to turn from our wickedness, amen. And I thank God today that he's that type of God. Amen. He didn't turn my hand. Amen. But I thank and praise him for being there for me in each and every day that he gives me. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to magnify the God of my salvation. Amen. Because he's worthy to be praised. And I thank God for having mercy upon me.
Well, amen. Brothers and sisters, we've got to go. But I tell you what, we're going to be around the station.